Dr. Sinkovich.
Yes, sir.
It's great to have you on. We just finished with Joe DeLaMalier, and boy, he has a great deal of respect for you.
Well, that's mutual.
Well, Dr. Charlie Sinkovich, he specializes in cranial injuries and concussions, and I was just talking, Dr. Sinkovich, that during the break here, we saw the Alabama game where the quarterback was thrown down, and he suffered a concussion. And
yeah.
I think while you see something that traumatic, I think concussions happen even when people don't even know they happen. And you're doing a great deal of research in this area. Can you tell us not only the kind of research you're doing, but the impact of your research for young people all the way from Pop Warner all the way through college who are playing football?
Well, the great thing about this is it's been known and considered for a long time to be an invisible injury because a lot of people don't know how to diagnose them or how to treat them. And the symptoms from head injuries can range from just slight forgetfulness to bad neurological issues to even where there's a bleed where luckily less than 2% of all head injuries need neurosurgical intervention where you have to actually drill into the brain and relieve the pressure from the bleed. The other reason it's so hidden is as people age, the effects of concussions and head injuries continue to help the brain deteriorate, which is why it's such a devastating injury. There's absolutely no coincidence in the fact that the people like the Mike Websters of the world have passed away at an early age. Justin Strelzik, who played here in Pittsburgh, and Terry Long, young ages, they had mental problems. And then Chris Henry. The thing that was revealing about Chris Henry is Boston University is doing a great deal of study on retired NFL players who donate their brains, and they've identified a protein marker for the CTE, the chronic traumatic encephalopathy. And it was thought to be an old man's disease where, okay, you've played football for years and the brain just continues to deteriorate from all the blows to the head. Now here comes Chris Henry, who's, I believe, 28 years old. He had these same markers as an older man's brain did upon autopsy. Now, that sort of shed new light on what our company Concor has been saying for years, that this is due to the trauma, not the age. And Chris had never had a reported concussion. That brings up another fact that our company has been trying to educate people on for years, is it doesn't have to be a concussion. Any head injury can cause detrimental or deteriorating neurological effects on the brain. So we call them closed cranial injuries. Hey, I'm sorry if you hear my dog barking. I'm home here, and there's somebody running past the front door.
That's all right.
Doctor, with this research, are you saying that football players, particularly National Football League players, are dying at a younger age or having a higher level of disabilities because of these brain traumas?
Yeah, I believe that to be the fact. That for years they said that the NFL players died at a younger age. The average age, life expectancy of an offensive lineman was 55 years of age, and they contributed that to the fact that they were larger people, and they said larger people generally live shorter than smaller people. I don't believe that's the case. Once you hit your head, your cranial bones have a very specific respiratory motion. It's an intrinsic motion, and this movement of the cranial bones helps pump what's called the cerebrospinal fluid and circulation through the central nervous system. It's similar to the heartbeat beating and pumping blood. Well, the cranial bones, it's a very small movement, but they move. If you have a blow to the head, it alters the way the cranial bones move. And so the pumping effect of the cerebrospinal fluid, it becomes inefficient and doesn't pump the CSF or the cerebrospinal fluid the way it's supposed to. Now, that's critical because one of the roles of cerebrospinal fluid is it removes metabolic waste. So if you reduce the flow of this, this metabolic waste isn't carried out and discharged by the body. And if that sits in the central nervous system, it actually kills brain cells. So this effect of the head injuries continues. The brain cells continue to die. And that's why you see neurological symptoms getting worse and worse as somebody ages. The other effect of the cranial bone movement is if the CSF flow is reduced, then blood flow is reduced, which causes ischemia or low oxygen to the brain, and that also kills brain cells.
Well, Dr. Sinkovich, let me ask you this. We're going to have to get to ending this pretty soon, and I just want to ask you so our public can hear this. You're doing a great deal of research in this area. If I have a young person who's playing football or so on, what would you recommend to me that I do?
Well, look for our test. We're going to be launching our test in probably the end of January.
That'll give me a baseline for what the status of my child's brain level is.
Exactly. It evaluates brain function. This affects everybody. I mean, we have truck driving companies that are going to use the test because they don't want their drivers driving while they're impaired. It's going to have an effect on measuring dementia because it measures brain function, everything from fine and gross motor skills to delayed recall to known memory to eye tracking issues. So if we get a baseline on these children at a young age, and then what happens is, as a normal part of their routine and physicals, especially during season when they're playing sports, they will take the test weekly, and you will catch any kind of damage before it can get out of hand is what happens.
Well, that's great. Dr. Sinkovich, can you tell us where would we call, where would we go to get more information on this?
I'm going to give you, I don't know the 800 number, but the name of the company is Concorrx, C-O-N-C-O-R-R-X, and the business development person is named Clarence Carlos. He actually is he played football for West Virginia University. So I don't thank God they're not in the Big Ten up there, huh?
Well, that's great. Well, Dr. Sinkovich, we really appreciate the work you're doing. We know that there's going to be equipment modifications that are going to help with this too. This is a very serious area. We see it with our older NFL players. We see it with former college players, and we want to do everything we can with our younger players to prevent this. We appreciate the research you're doing. Be sure to contact Concorrx if you have some questions about this. And we're going to follow up more on this too, Dr. Sinkovich. Thank you so much for your time.
I appreciate you having me on your show.
Thank you, Dr. John. In my 4 years at MSU, I had 2 concussions. And I hear this story now. I guess I figure out what's wrong with me now. So I got to tell you. But great research is something very important. So I think we need to take a break now. And got to remember that we have one of our ex-coaches, Hank Bulla, a great Spartan, coming up the next few minutes. We hope folks will stand by. And we have some more information next from CBS Television. So let's take a break. And thanks for joining us today.